Let's go?
Yep.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for waking up early. First topic is how to get back traces.
Is the mic on?
Yes, it is. Hello. It's green.
It's green? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Try. Hello. Test. Working. Yes. Okay. So backtraces for C and C++ programs. So most of the time when we are running a C or C++ program, be it on Yocto or anywhere else, and we have an issue, then we get a seg fault, and that's about it. Can we do better than that? For sure. We can do something like that. So with some work, we could have a backtrace right in the stdout, stdr, syslog, whatever, displaying the call stack at the moment of the crash. That's not the only option to debug an embedded system. We could use GDB, but when you have thousands of devices on the field, using GDB is not really an option. We could use core dumps, but core dumps, they can be tricky, they can be heavy. They are dumping huge parts of the memory, which could include secrets. So they are also kind of tricky. And many times, having a backtrace can be very handy. So today's work, we will be mostly focusing on the ARMv7 architecture, Cortex-A8. And if you want to reproduce some of the examples that I'm giving, then you can compile a base Yocto image for QEMU, IRM, and run it using run QEMU. Now some simple C programs. So we have a main function calling the F1 function, calling the F2 function, calling the F3 function. So the F3 function is doing something terrible. And if we stop there, we will get the segmentation fault that we had in the first place, and that will be it. Another option that we have is that we can catch the segmentation fault signal that will be sent by the kernel and do some stuff over there. What would that be? So before we dive in, small reminder about the ARM assembly. So we have 16 registers, 0 to 15. 0 to 12 are generic, 13 is the stack pointer, so position in the stack, 15 is the program counter or instruction pointer, so position of execution, and link register or 14 is the place where we will jump to if we are entering function and we need to go back to return. And how does that work with this, the same example as before? So let's say we are in the F1 function, and we are about to call the F2 function. So we will use the branch instruction, and that instruction will update the R15 link register with the next address, so that will be that one, that will be executed once we get back from that function. And if we go to the F2 function, at the top of the function, we are pushing the link register to the stack so that it's saved. Then we are doing some stuff, and when it's time to return, to go back, then we are popping the link register into the program counter, and turns out that we resume execution over there. It's specific to ARMv7, but it's always more or less the same. What that means is that in the stack, at the moment of the crash, we will have few stuff that is pushed onto the stack, then we have the link register, the return address in yellow. Same for F2, same for F1. And if we want to get a backtrace at that point, it involves getting more or less the yellow boxes. But to get the yellow boxes, you need to know the size of the blue boxes, and that size, it can vary. How do we know the size of the blue boxes so that we can get all of those link registers? Turns out that out of the box we have something to do that. So that's the ELF, the binary that we are running, and it's a binary. It's not just machine instructions. It has some sections, and in those sections we have the red sections over there, which are ARMv7 specific. And those sections, they contain some instructions on how to unwind the stack, so how to get the sizes of the blue boxes. That's ARM specific. And then we have some stuff in green, debug frame, section 32, which is somehow generic, which is called dwarf because of elf, I guess. It also contains unwinding instructions, but that time machine agnostic. And there is also the EH frame, which is empty on ARM, but which cannot be, which is somehow not empty on other architectures. We can print those ARM unwinding instructions with readelf, and what we have is that for every section of our program, we get some kind of virtual machine instructions that are telling us how to unwind the stack. And they are giving us instructions on how to get R14, which is the link register, the precious R14. For the debug frame dwarf instructions, it's more or less the same. We have some kind of unwinding instructions to get R14 as well. If we go back to the program that I showed earlier and we try to unwind by ourselves, then we can use GDB to put a breakpoint into the segmentation fault handler and try to unwind the stack manually. So what would that give? So first, we can check for the program counter to see where we are at. And we see that at that point, we have 20 bytes of stuff in the stack, and then we have the link register. But we can deduce that by parsing the assembly, but that's not the point. The point is to use dwarf to do that. And for dwarf, we need to check our position, which is 6